This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. There's truly no better place to live and raise a family than rural America. If we're going to keep our rural communities going strong for our children and grandchildren, however, we must have infrastructure improvements that support agriculture and connect all rural Americans to the tools and services they need to thrive. In the past, our rural communities have been left in the dust by spending projects that focused improvements on urban and suburban areas. Meanwhile, our bridges, locks, dams, highways, and railways have deteriorated. This creates a real threat to the health of our communities and to U.S. agriculture's position as a world leader. If we can't find an efficient, reliable way to get our crops to market, someone else will. And it's not just our farm businesses that rely on rural infrastructure, but our local communities and the millions of jobs across rural and urban America that agriculture supports. That's why we're so excited about the potential for infrastructure improvements that the President and Congress have called for. And we are grateful this administration has made strengthening all regions of the country a priority. At Farm Bureau, we believe our lawmakers can find common ground when it comes to strengthening our rural economy and communities. We can look to the 2018 Farm Bill as an example of just that, and we are optimistic that rural infrastructure repair and improvements can bring that same spirit of bipartisanship for the good of all Americans. The 2018 Farm Bill took important steps for rural infrastructure by making rural development projects and broadband a priority. Just this month, the White House released the American Broadband Initiative report, which fulfilled a Farm Bill requirement. The report from the task force led by Agriculture Secretary Perdue and Commerce Secretary Ross gave recommendations for streamlining the permitting process, using federal assets to lower costs for projects, and making the most of federal dollars at work on broadband expansion. The report also recommends using data from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration to create more accurate maps to show where broadband access is still limited or lacking. With limited funding and overwhelming need, more detailed and accurate maps are critical to successfully target and distribute federal broadband programs. Farmers and ranchers can't make the most of exciting new precision ag tools or connect with customers without the most basic broadband speeds. Yet, 30% of rural Americans are still without access to broadband, compared to just 2% of urban Americans. This is unacceptable for doing business and building strong communities. But the digital divide still exists out in rural America because of how expensive it is for companies to build their networks in areas where they will have fewer customers. That's where the Farm Bill comes in. Prioritizing funding for telecommunications projects that will have the most impact on rural areas and creating incentives for companies to expand in rural areas. The 2018 Farm Bill also gives USDA flexibility to issue loans for critical middle-mile projects which build virtual bridges from telecom hubs to rural customers and includes the precision agriculture connectivity provision that creates a task force to focus on broadband connectivity and technology needs of precision agriculture. Thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill and the administration's commitment to strengthening rural America, we are well on our way to bridging the digital divide in our country and boosting our rural economy. Together, we can ensure that rural America is a place of great opportunity for all and a place our children and grandchildren will be proud to continue to call home. With 2018 farm profitability expected to hit a low not experienced in more than a decade, AFBF and more than 55 other organizations are urging congressional budget leaders to protect crop insurance. The organizations represent a range of interests from farmers and ranchers to conservationists and lenders. An over-reliance on budget savings from the agriculture community and from crop insurance will unquestionably undermine rural economies, the groups warned in a letter to House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth of Kentucky and Ranking Member Steve Womack of Arkansas and Senate Budget Committee Chairman Mike Enzi of Wyoming and Ranking Member Bernie Sanders of Vermont. The Hill published an op-ed by AFBF President Zippy Duval on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. When it comes to trade, America's farmers and ranchers know a good deal when they see one, wrote Duval. After private and public analysis, it is clear that the recently negotiated U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is good news at a time when we need it most. Not only does USMCA help lock in the quadrupling of U.S. agriculture exports to our neighbors, accomplished over the last 25 years, but it also includes reform of a number of trade rules and is projected to further increase our exports to two of our most important markets. Duval urged Congress to ratify the trade deal immediately. The Environmental Protection Agency recently opened the comment period on the revised definition of waters of the United States that clarifies federal authority under the Clean Water Act. The comment period allows farmers and ranchers to tell the EPA how the new Clean Water Rule improves the flawed 2015 rule. Don Parrish, Senior Director of Regulatory Relations at AFBF, explained in a recent interview that the new rule simplifies the regulation. Farmers and ranchers want to be protective of water quality, but they also don't want the federal government stepping over the line or using the Clean Water Act to regulate land use, according to Parrish. He says that's what the old rule did. This rule draws a very clear distinction between land and water. The comment period closes on April 15th. To do your part, text WATERS, W-A-T-E-R-S, 252-886. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 22nd. Questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. Trucking regulations can be complicated and farm exemptions compound that problem. Seems everyone has a different answer to your question. Come join us at noon on Tuesday, March 5th at M&M Services Carlinville North facility to find out what you need to know. We're hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws, old and new, specifically for farmers. We'll introduce you to new rules, remind you of the old ones that still apply, and help you to figure out whether exemptions are available. Throughout it all, you'll have the chance to ask those farm trucking questions that everyone seems to have an opinion about, but no one can agree on an answer. Trucking laws have been reshaped in recent years with more changes yet to come. Rules recently affected include farmer exemptions, harvest season permits, electronic logging devices, waivers for insulin-related diabetic drivers, a new Class C license plate, covered farm vehicle options for small trucks, and the UCR payment schedule and fees for 2019. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund and Kirby Wagner, who specialize in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau. And they'll provide take-home materials covering these topics. Tom Wise, with the Illinois Department of Transportation, will be doing a mock inspection to help you prepare your truck for the road. The seminar and lunch are free to Farm Bureau members and M&M Service Company patrons, courtesy of M&M Service Company, Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee, and the Illinois Farm Bureau. But advance registration is required to help plan for the meal. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road Seminar. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.